We're going to get a little profound with you here this morning, first off. Do y'all recall in patient compliance the rule that every action has a reaction? And predictable reaction. Haven't y'all found that to be true? If you want a predicted reaction, my banana pudding story. If I'd done back. And I still can't get her to fit me. Now, I can go to Mexico, and Susie's mama always fixed me banana pudding. And I call Jackie from out there. I said, these people love me out here, don't you? And she said, I love you, Tom. Well, they fixed me banana pudding. She says, forget it. Ain't going to work, Tom. So if I have lived anything to prove that to you, the action... Every action has a reaction. And these are called truisms. They're true anywhere you go, anyhow. And it's people business. We're in the people business. Now, what's another one of the basic principles that you have been introduced to that really made a difference in your patients? Oh, that's not a fair question. I don't know how to answer. Kind of like mosquito. What is it? I'm in a mosquito in a news colony. I know what I want to do. I just don't know where to start. Inpatient control and patient involvement. Now, do we understand what we're talking about there? Patient control, compliance is a new word. But patient involvement. You just don't know the mastery that you carry in getting people involved. We hear it in testimony after testimony too. The AMC educating the patient is so great. Now, do y'all realize we don't have any except the POC class? That's the only education you do. But you give it to them like that boiled okra, man. It's gone. You don't even know you got it. And this is right into the exam. Right in. That's how you really be a master at something. You do it without them knowing it. That's how you can, put that on your computer. Remember, everybody wants to buy, especially anybody who came in your office because they're looking for something. But nobody wants to be sold. And I got one of our coaches or teachers that I'm going to sit down this weekend. And I listened to his. In fact, this is so important that I volunteered last night to all our coaches to do a CER on them. Because some of them, you're in class here, you can't, or you're teaching, you can't be there. But all of this is so important. Now, this principle gets you the patient committed and involved without knowing he committed or involved. Learned that one from Gonstead years ago, and he showed me, he didn't tell me. When you get somebody to agree, where's his badge? Check his credentials. Hey, Tom, that man hadn't seen you for a while. I missed you. I thought maybe they blew you away or something, or just your dock in the house, huh? I'm not going to ask you about it either. you're going to like this today, too. He's a good example. I went in his office, and there's pillows stacked over in this corner. There's boxes down in that corner. And right behind the CA, he looks well organized, you know. Tom basically is a very brilliant person with. And he is all right. He's got his act and life together, but he sure wasn't telling the people that. We'll go there. But you got people involved and committed. How'd you do it without them knowing it? You did it with questions, folks. Now, we just tapped on this. We're still developing. This can become a science within itself. Does that make sense to you? When they say yes, guess what? They can't come back later and say, you didn't tell me that, or that didn't make sense. Once you commit, you can't go back. Your ego won't let you. There's a mastery in that, folks. And once you commit, just like Bob and I, we've been friends for years, haven't we, Bob?
Yeah.
See? He don't say anything bad about me. He just said we've been friends for years. He might say, well, there was a time, Tom. No, he's already said yes. You understand? So we're not dealing with just lightweight stuff here, folks. We're dealing with life itself. The basic insides of people that motivate people. Now, everybody agree with that? Do you recognize that somewhere in AMC? There's another couple of things that ride with people that you will hear me over and over. If you're in the home office, you will hear it so much. They'll say, well, what do you think about that? And I said, cow follows the same path to the barn till she dies unless something happens in between to make her go around a tree or something. This hurricane has changed some cow's path. And I'm not just talking about cows, I'm talking about people. If it's true with animals, I find it's pretty much true with people. They are agreed at the same time. Just one got a little extra spirit in them. Read Genesis and see. See if the dog doesn't have the same number of vertebrae you do. What about a horse? What about a cow? What about an elephant? What about a giraffe? They all have the same. So it must be somewhere that came together. But the point is, innately, same thing operates in both places. You cannot train a child if you don't love a child. Olivia will listen to me simply because she knows I love her. And I've been good to her all these years. She knows Papa's not going to sit up straight. She knows that I'm not going to say anything to her detriment. But since you have to gain people's confidence before you can give them, like, if I didn't have that relationship, she could just as well say, sit up straight yourself. So if you don't have anything to take away from them, you find that out and you get teenagers. If you hadn't loved them coming up, guess what? And you didn't discipline. And then part of that questioning, discipline. Now, there comes to the next one. The same path syndrome. Unless something happens to change your path, you're going to keep going the same way. If you steal and somebody don't catch it, you're going to keep stealing. If you lie and you don't get caught, you're going to keep on lying. If you're a cheat, you're going to be a cheat until something happens to stop you. That's called the same path syndrome. And the herd urge, anybody ever hear of that one? That monkey see, monkey do, make it. I think I have a class on that. That people have a tendency, and I used to use that example, caught my attention there. How about that? I don't know if you guys remember this now, but I've experienced it many times in the past. I have somebody that can come in for several years, come in, and you start quizzing, well, isn't this the same problem you had before? Yeah. Well, What have you done for it this time? Well, I went to Dr. Smith down here, MD. And I said, well, what'd you go to him for? He said, I wondered the same thing. I was sitting down in his office and I was thinking, wait a minute, this isn't the guy that got me straight. And then he came, thought of the chiropractor, second, not first. And that's something we have to deal with real hard now since they let the drug companies loose on the TV. Those images they're paying, ooh. Mm. But people have a tendency to have the herd urge. And they're going to follow that path that they've been on. Now, it's very important what I'm going to talk to you further too today is you have to be an acceptable. I can remember it took guts to go to a chiropractor in broad daylight, man. You had to really be hurting, you know. Most people still do that, by the way. That's another one. Now, here we come to the big one. A big one. And we're going to talk about this one today. Is that we are talking and you are talking to people's innate. Y'all ever hear of that term? And if you don't like B.J. Palmer, forget it. It's that inward intelligence. It's that inward feeling. It's that part that you'll never remember. I mean, you'll never forget. You see, Todd said it not long ago. People remember 5% of what they hear. Because I guarantee you, I can call you all next weekend, and you and what you heard here today, you'll remember about 5% of it. What you felt today, Tina, you remember for a long time. Right? I can see you right now. I can just see it. She said, man, he's on target today. She's going to remember he's on target today. But see, people remember their innate a lot longer than, and I'll give you one screwy example here in a few minutes. They remember 5% of what they hear, unless they hear it 7 times and it starts to set in. They remember 20% of how you said it, the inflections of the voice, and the motions you put with it. I had one of the kids watching the speaker. We've had a lot of that lately with these politicians. And every one of them moving there, Kerry, his hands are all, and Bush too, but Kerry more so. And I said, you reckon that guy could talk if you tied his hands down? I doubt it. Why? Why do we use hand gestures? And a good speaker uses hand. What's that got to do with it? He's putting feeling to it. He's putting motion in it. Why do they all wear blue suit? Did you notice that? That Kerry and Bush have the same tailor. Blue suit, white or blue shirt. The only reason they go to blue is because TV reflects the white. And they both wore a red tie through the whole thing. And both of them had a flag stand on his side. Isn't that amazing? Didn't you ever think, wonder why they do that? We're going to talk about that today. But I want you to get to that you people remember what they innately get. Why are your leg jumping? Bob, come hold his leg down for me. You're making me nervous. Innately. That'll stop that one. I can't get Jackie to quit it, but I can get you. But 20% is remembered by the way you say it. And we're going to talk about that. Mending fences. It's in there. It wasn't just the recall. So many of you are not believable, even if they did hear you. Because you don't know how to project it. You know, just sitting up there, just like Jackie, I can say, you know, you love me? Yeah, I love you. I ain't going to get you any points, boy. Or just bring some flowers home, throw them on the table. Those for you. Man, those words, these are for you. Yeah. And they don't even have to cost anything. You can pick them side of the road. Say, I just saw these beautiful little flowers side of the road, and I thought I'd made me think of you. Tom and I fight when we see flowers on the side of the road to see who can get to them first. He used to bring them to his mama. Now he's got a wife. Thank God I got my own flowers. But you got to put feeling to your words because feelings are heard by the innate. It's not what you said, it's the way you said it, right? I believe in chiropractic. Just like John, he's not a very forceful person. He doesn't speak, throw himself at you. But when he speaks, you know he means it, don't you? I do. I pay attention to it. But I can watch you and tell whether you believe what you're saying or not, simply by your emotions. So is that stuff important? You bet it is. Wait till we get in that class and you get into that one. So that's law. See, that's not something we picked out of nowhere. But 80% of what you felt, you will remember. I'm going to give you a nasty example, but it's just the one that came to mind this morning. Was, let's suppose, as I saw, I guess Oprah got me on, I caught, honest to God, I watched Oprah in there. I don't know why, I think it was, somehow I was hurt and couldn't do nothing, and I just watched Oprah. And they had all these molested children, and the molester trying to make up and say, forgive me, and all this, and the little girls crying, they can't, it was so deep, they couldn't forgive. They don't remember what he said to them, but they sure remember what he did to them. The innate. And they tried, words didn't bring the hurt. It was actions to their innate that brought the hurt. And they were trying to use words to erase an action. Do you think it worked? You could see that old boy just a pod, and one after another, wasn't you? I'm sorry I did, and the little girl said, tears running out. Trying to, but you see, words are not as powerful as action. Innate, people remember innate, and they listen. Joe Charbonneau was probably the sharpest people person I ever met. And I didn't meet him until I was in my 60s. And it's a shame he died because he fell in love with AMC right away. But Joe says, how many images a moment, a minute do we react to or see? How many? Maybe you're right. I don't know. It was higher than I could count anyhow. So I think he said 42,000. But the minute you see something, it makes an impression. How many times you're driving down the road and saw something off and you didn't really see it, but something happened over there. I saw something worse somewhere this morning where something went off and I really didn't see it, but it did. Are you with me? You have got to talk to people's innate. And the more I live, and the more we work with people, and the more we work with you, I want to tell you, that's important, and that's what we're going to talk about today. There's another law out there. You can have a subluxation above the atlas. Every chiropractor should get that in his head once and for all. You can have a subluxation. It doesn't make sense to them. They're not committed to it. They're not. Remember the story of Ms. Gut Rocks? What happened? The subluxation was above the atlas, wasn't it? Because you didn't. It's like playing ball again. First, second, third, home. And if you miss any one of those, the score doesn't count. And the more I've worked with this thing, the more I know that I know that I know. The basics are consultation, exam, and report. And not in that order. But the consultation is first. That's first base. So you don't get past that, you ain't going to second, third. You might as well hold back. Forget it. Yes, 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 yes. And if you don't cover those three bases, you are dead, man. It ain't going to count. We're going to hit that bunch today. But I want to make sure we understand all this stuff up front, that there are subluxations above the atlas. Oh, yeah. Nobody said this, but I could figure it out. When I was speaking up at Palmer, and they were asking about, you know, let on campus do a workshop. You know, the question was to the guy that wanted to set it up for, He's not going to say anything bad about us, is he? Does that tell you that Palmer has a complex going on from booting Reekman out and putting Kern in? That was stupid, wasn't it? But innately, if you know, innate's not listening, you didn't hear that. I did, that there's a complex, and I picked it up later from the students. I said, well, what's the point? I'm alumni. I've sent over 30 students up there through the years. I'd sent a lot more if y'all hadn't got your fingers stuck where it didn't belong. And I have a fellowship from there. And I'm going to say something bad about y'all. Y'all produce good chiropractors. You're subluxation-based chiropractic. Brady Hill. That's kind of stupid. So when I got there, I walked up to Kern's office and gave him $1,000. I said, just in case y'all are wondering, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I don't want y'all feeling uncomfortable. So here. And that took care of it. Innately, I was giving $1,000, but what was I innately saying? And you could see a piece. Nothing was said about that. That wasn't what was said, but that was sure what it was meant with. Listen with your innate at all times. Everybody agree with what I've said to you? How many understand what I'm saying? I mean, yes, you do or you don't. If you don't, you need to keep learning. I'm talking about the guts of it now. This is Dr. Saley's got hung on every word I said. You understand exactly what I'm talking about because he uses it, and you, Doc, in your office every day. And it works, doesn't it? Because people are people. Don't care if they're in New York. I feel sorry for them, but, you know, people are people. And the same thing down in Mexico. People are people. Whew. That's saying something, too. That's why that little thing I gave you is going to be in the next boot camp, too. Remember when you went through boot camp and there was a little thing, go back home and recover your bad situations. There was three different situations you recovered. And what was the principle behind recovering all three of them? All right. Go back and touch the bases, because in the bases are your referrals and your control. You didn't have a good consultation, you didn't have a good exam, a good report, you're not going to have control. And you're not going to get a bunch of referrals. I don't care how much you get in your POC and hoop and holler and all that sort of stuff. Build you a good foundation and then turn the lights on. You understand, this isn't just something that happened, this is years and years and years and years and years of looking at the depth of it. So, I'm going to give you, I think the title of this, Office Evaluations, Office Feelings. Now, some of you, I can grab on the, give me your arm up here, and I can grab his arm with two fingers, not guarding, right? And I can hold on to it. But let me tell you, let me put another finger down, and another one, and another one, and I got a heck of a grip on him now. See, some of you are getting by and improving just on confidence, hope, and enthusiasm, and control. But I'm trying to get you to put all the fingers on hold where you got it. You really got a hold of it. Because once you do that, they can't ever get away. And this is the stuff we're talking about. Don't try to succeed off of enthusiasm alone. Build your foundation to be enthused about. Educate your patient. Yes, important, very important. Motivate your patient. Yes, that's what we're talking about. All this stuff comes to this point. But I hate to see somebody swimming upstream. How many of you heard the story of when we went out to the Gulf Stream that night in sailboat? Now, I will tell them because they need to learn that. Pulled out of Fort Pierce one night. I'm doing a shakedown cruise before I take my family over to the Bahamas in a sailboat. And these two old boys with me, they were sailor nuts, you know what I mean? Salties. And we've been in that ditch, intercoastal, all afternoon. And right about sundown, we got to Fort Pierce and came out the inlet. Sun setting in the west. Up come the sails. Off goes the engine. Over goes the boat. Man, we're cutting. You know, and nothing sweeter on earth to me, the sounds and a sailboat, the hull, and that one. Shoo. 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 And we started experiencing it. But we had to set up our watches because we were in the Bahamas, man. And at 6 miles an hour, it takes a while. Well, I drew the early morning watch at 8 o'clock next morning. So I went down below right at sunset. I looked to see where we were, and right off, dead off the starboard was Jupiter Lighthouse. I went on down below, laying in that bunk, listening. Shh. Oh, this is great. Shh. And they really move in this thing, too. Man, it's because your hull speed was 7 miles an hour. I could feel it. We was up to it. Went to sleep, got up next morning, stepped up, take watch, looked out to the starboard to see where that light, you know, where we were. Guess where we were? Right, that lighthouse, 90 degrees right there. We've been sailing all night long, and we didn't go anywhere. Why? Because we were in the Gulf Stream. It's going north, and we were going south, and it happened to be flowing about 6 miles an hour that day, and we were sitting there going nowhere. And I've seen that so many times with you guys and in chiropractic practice. You're saying I'm successful, but you ever notice you can go down the skid row? Honest, I've done it. And he's saying, I'll tell you how to be successful, boy. You know, failure can only teach you one thing, how to fail. But, you know, your eyes, your nose, and everything else is telling you, don't listen to this character. And he's saying, I can tell you, boy. See, words don't cure it. People feel and see better than. I love people who show me. You know? Why are you so strange? Why come you can't touch people? You know? It's just like it was over Dr. Johnson's the other day in this little theater. She touched me twice, I said. And you're stepping out of the box, girl. But you know what she told me? She's not fearful. Because they knew I was there. I solved his problems without him showing up. How you do that? Light has a way of dispelling darkness. Yes or no? Dr. Johnson was having problems in his office, and we kind of suspected it was the staff. And I said, I think I'll just show up over there Monday after we get back from Bahamas. And I'll see. I'll spell it out for you. But I couldn't make it to Wednesday. So I asked Christy to call Garth and tell him, move that up to Wednesday. And she didn't call Garth. She just called the office. I give Dr. Johnson the message that Dr. Owen's going to be there to smell things out for you Wednesday. Two of them quit right there. And that was the problem. And how much money they took from during the time they were there, I'll never know that because it's not worth going there. It's too late. You done made your mistake. But see, that's just another principle. The light. They weren't going to get caught in that situation. And that was just on, what was it? Nobody said anything, did they? But things happen. And they're swimming upstream, and so many of you out there in that Gulf Stream just going nowhere, fighting and pushing and shoving, when everything about you says the other way. Now, stand up here, man. I know you got all those ribbons, and I don't know where yours are, but I just want you to look at it. See if y'all get a different feeling on these two guys. I love both of you. I'm not. You don't have to start smiling just because I brought you up here. You didn't smile the whole time I've been talking. Why you want to do it now? Spoil things. Do y'all. You don't know these guys. But do you have a feeling off of them? Don't let him smile on you now. You just suddenly start doing it. Does one of them feel warmer to you, and you hadn't even touched him, than the other? This means yes. This means no. I'm not picking on either one of you. It's just like now when we're teaching out how to read people without even meeting them. We're talking to them. It's not plus and minus. In this case, yeah, there is a plus and minus. But he's got one of those faces there. God, I don't care what he says. You're going to believe it. I mean, Mom. You know, if he said my mama needed 100 adjustments in 2 weeks, I'd have to say, oh, that boy couldn't lie to me, could you? He's got that look, see? Have a seat. And people do size you up. They size you up. They size your staff up. But I can't do that much about that right now. But let me tell you something. They size up everything about you, including your office. And that's where we are going today. Let me give you a scenario. This happened about 3 weeks ago. Is it me or is it warm in here? Tony, that means get the air conditioner turned on. It's right there behind you. Or go get a man. Tony. No. No, I was talking to him. But I'm glad to see you. Yeah. That's my Florida girl. We still got to make it over to Palmer. Over there. They're going to hang in there with it. Okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Tell me what's wrong with this scenario. I'm in Winchester, Kentucky. And I asked the lady... I'm there ahead of my family. They're coming up from Tennessee. I've already come over from Davenport. And I said, they're not going to get in here till 10, 11 o'clock. I want to get me something to eat. And I have a hankering for a good steak. Where can I get a good steak in Winchester, Kentucky? It was very limited. And they said, well, we got the steakhouse. Oh, we got Applebee's. Well, the steakhouse sounded pretty good, wasn't it? This is their specialty. That's locally owned, by the way, okay. And they happen to both be on the same street. So I'm going down the street. The steakhouse kind of leans my way. Now, mind you, in this whole thing, not a word is said. Words. Oh, I love you. Yeah, poo. I am doing what you say. Poo. Show me. Now, mind you, this scenario, not a word is said. Not a word. Who said anything? So I'm going out, and all of a sudden I look over, and there's a steakhouse. Turn in there. Guess there was one car. I mean, it was 6 o'clock. Or 2 minutes after 6. There was one car in the parking lot. Now, did that say something? Yes or no? People go where people go. Just like when you do that PAD, I guarantee you got people talking around. Did you see that crowd over at his office? That ain't gonna hurt you any, see? But people are seeing all the time, and they're hearing all the time because they're feeling all the time. Now, that was number one. There was only one car there. I could see Applebee's down the street across the way, and they were filled. Oh, I can get in this place. I got to wait in line over there. All this, no words said, but you understand what I'm saying. And the driveway, the parking lot, had cracks all in it. Even had a little grass in the cracks. And the lines, you know, for parking, the yellow line, all cracked and broke up and all this. What'd that say to me? It said something to me. What would it say to you? It says a lot. It says, you know, this place ain't up to snuff, and nobody's going here, and it's run down. And then I pull up, and the door's all dirty. What did that tell me? I don't know if I want these people to cook my steak or not. And I didn't hear anybody, hey, they're dirty here. They aren't busy here. They don't give a damn here. I didn't hear anybody say that, but would you have felt the same thing? Enough so that the wheel took a left turn just automatic. Now, I really think that possibly, because on the thing it says since 1950, so they've been in business a while, but there must be a parking behind, you know, and a back entrance. But I couldn't see it. Now, if you had parking in the rear, put up a sign. Tell me. They didn't have any sign up, so I just assumed that there was, might be back there, but I ain't going back to see. They're not smart enough to tell me better than that, and I guess where I ate supper. Without a word being spoken, I made a decision. Would you have made the same decision? Haven't you ever walked in a restaurant and felt yourself like, I don't know if I really want, you kind of feel like your feet do this? Yeah, you know, it's 6:30 in the evening, not a soul in there, you know, and some old gal back there puffing on a cigarette. Taking a break, you know, with her sweater open and whatever have you, old dirty shoes. Well, can I help you? No, I'll open the door myself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you realize that your office is doing the same thing, a lot of you? And it's so fine. When I was in Dr. Johnson's office, he was a right star man, but I could still pick the feeling out of it. He had a great big old wall up there with nothing on it. And it was just like a barrier. You know what a barrier feels like. Don't come. Or, you know, this is walled off. People are listening with their innates at all times. So if you start putting all this together, can't you see things are beginning to happen? And you say, no wonder AMC works so, because we're fixing subluxations of the Atlas. We're living with the law and the way of people. We're taking control of it, and we're getting commitments. You see what's happening, and a lot of you haven't even realized it yet, but you're going to realize this one today if I don't do anything else this whole weekend. And I don't even really need notes with it because I live it. I live this. I know, you know, BJ had that story where he had the roof garden party for the ministers, and they asked him, do you believe there's a God? And he said, no. And they all kind of got up and left, and next thing is all over town, BJ was an atheist. And BJ gave him a week. Then he got on, he had his own TV thing, WFC. He had an evening talk, and he got up there and he said, a lot of ministers kind of give y'all some bad information around town. I've even heard back on it that BJ's an atheist because he doesn't believe there's a God. And he said, that's the difference between me and them. He said, I know there's a God, and there's a world of difference. Big difference, right. You know, when I say that I know that I know that I know that I know, then I know. But if I believe something, that don't mean squat. Again, there's people chasing a comet out there going to heaven. You know, shows you can believe anything you want. How many of you has got your, and I don't mean to get in this, but I'm going. How many got your right stuff this time? Well, how many of you read it? How'd you like that little joke about the guy in the subway with his stuff out of his desk? Yeah, he read it because he read it. He says, I had a part-time job, but the boss found out about it. a company is no better than the leader. Never outgrow its leader. How'd you like that picture right on the back? One about L. Rod Hubbard. Now, he's going to be back in 3 years. Now, he's just on sabbatical right now. He died 17 years ago. And they believe, who is they? Scientologists. I'm not here to get in your religion, but I'm here to get in your head. Now, come on, Charlie. Come on. Come on. You believe that? They know that he's on a 20-year sabbatical because there's a special group that has this privilege. And they come back in reincarnation in 20 years. And since it's been 17 years, he's due back in 3. Remember reading that? Did you buy it? If you can't do better than that. That's the nice thing about AMC and chiropractic. Everything we do in here is logical and reason and fits DNA and fits everything. There's no strange, spooky stuff that we talk about. And this stuff is going to get on. Let's test you out. If I see an old faded sign on a business, does that tell you something? Been there a long time. Not necessarily doing good either. Signs, first thing people see. Is that important? Yes, it is. What if you pull in my parking lot and there's no cars there? What does that say to you? Oh, that's another natural law of life. You remember the herd urge, the opposite of that. Nobody wants to be a guinea pig. I want to go with the crowd. I got a granddaughter right there. I got that problem with her right now. She don't even know I know it. But at her age, it's important to swing with the crowd. I've heard some of that. It is not important to swing with the crowd. But people recognize that. People are known to go that way. Fact is, I've been trying to get my grandsons to get a haircut. They can't even see. There you are. Yeah, well, that's because you're going to be with me today. See, fear come upon him. But now, just last week, Austin, whoop, Bubba. Why are you going with the crowd? Man, everybody doesn't hair this way, right? Yeah, well, okay. People go where people go because people go where people go. And Parker told you that many, many, many years ago. And you must appear busy in Florida. Before they had all the Holiday Inns and all that sort of stuff, you know, the motels were motels, mom, pop, and I had this one patient, Ernie Palfalfin. I always remember him. Ernie was from New York, and I didn't hold against him. We were good friends. He drove a new Cadillac all the time. I said, Ernie, you make that much money in that old motel, drive that Cadillac? He said, no, the Cadillac pays for itself, Tom. So what do you mean? He said, well, I park it in the first place. And in the evening when people start looking for where they're going to start looking for a place to stay, they didn't call ahead in those days. They spot that Cadillac. They said, well, that's a Cadillac. They must be a pretty nice place. And you know what? Like attracts like. I've gone up there and watched it. All the fine cars were in Ernie's place. And he had business when the others didn't. Isn't that something? People go, people go. And you go down to that safari place, and they had cars out front, but they really need to tend those cars and pump up the tires and polish them, because they've been doing that for years. They've been doing that. And God instead himself. Let's say, let's just try to take a little break. Wait for the parking lot to fill up a little bit. And I'm busy enough right now. You mean Gonstead would do something like that? The great holy speaker, healer, you know? He didn't use office procedure or psychology. He didn't. What? How many, anybody ever been to the Gonstead Clinic up here? Isn't that the finest place you ever seen for the car? Even though it's 20 years out of date, but even now, all you got to do is put some new carpet in it and some new plumbing fixtures, and that place would go right back to first class. Yes? What are some things you remember about that place? First thing I remember was stepping on that pad and that door opening. Y'all remember that? I said, that's to get the wheelchair cases in. Yeah, but it also was an open feeling when you get. And my navigator out there, when you open the door, the running board comes out for you. Now, that's an invitation. Come on in. And that's laying out the carpet for you. It's innately. Nobody ever steps on it, but it's there. And when you hear that yin, 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 man, you coo. I know that. If you coo, you're all right. Yeah. It's that. There's that innate thing again. Where was I? I'm not using notes, so you're going to have a trip around. Where was I? Oh, Gonstead. Yes, Gonstead. Gonstead. Well, you stepped up to pay. Do you remember what was there? See, I see things y'all don't see. That's obvious. There's a great big brass cash register right to the right of the girl where she stands. I mean, that thing's that wide, that high. And you know, it's an antique job. And I said, Dr. G, what in the world you got that big old cash register right there for? You don't ever use it. He said, it does its job, Tom. I said, what's that? He says, this is a cash operation. And that is it's not a credit register. It's a cash register. He says, I'm telling them this is a cash operation. Wait a minute, you're telling them without putting a little sign up there that says all services cash? That's stupid. Anybody put that up, dumb. We care. Don't tell me, show me. He did it innately, right? The cash register innately said cash. Yes? So good enough for Gonstead, good enough for you, John. I'd say he was rather successful. Pretty doggone successful. So if he thought enough of it, and B.J. Palmer, we all heard of him. I worked in the B.J. Palmer Clinic. And guess what? He had that little ambulance running around town all day. Guess what those little fellas were dressed in? White. Yes. Yes, and everybody in town knew about the B.J. Palmer Clinic. What does an ambulance tell you? I wasn't planning on putting this in the thing, but I recall one time when I built that big palace out on I-10, 8,700 square feet. Bill Kelly says, Tom, he says, you ought to try this. He says, what does an ambulance tell people? He says, I said, somebody been hurt, somebody sick, go to the hospital. He says, that's usually serious when they call an ambulance. Yeah. He says, put your ambulance out there in front of that place and watch what they say. I said, well, Bill, you got one. Can you, what I got to buy? You know, in those days, it didn't have these 911 things. We had the old ambulance, you know, with a hearse without the windows, without the curtain. And the light on top, you know. And I said, I'll buy one if you, at that price if you can find me one. He did. And I'm out there on I-10. Now, I found out you can run the lights on your property without a license. You can't run on the street. Well, I'm sitting there on I-10. My door is I-10. And I pull that thing up there, turn that light on, click it, shoop, shoop, shoop. Now, we're going to see, man. We're throwing the bait out there to see what happens. Because I try anything once. If it's ethical, moral, or legal, and we were on our property, we were legal. Moral, I don't know. We were trying to see if Bill Kelly was telling me the truth. And the fact is, at night, I had to take it home to charge it up. Because, man, that takes a lot of juice. And always some kid's going to go out there and push the tire. And I used it out in the ranch to haul hay in because you keep it dry, you know. I could get to the barn, to the field, without wetting my hand. We got a lot of use out of it. But you know what? He was absolutely correct. Put that thing out there on Monday, and by Tuesday I had three people say, Dr. Owen, I didn't know you to handle serious cases here. Did he say that? I had witnesses. Well, see, we said it without saying it. And what a man says without saying it is a mastery of style. I remember that. Anytime you can say something without saying it, you are a master of it, not just a flunky, you know. I said we handle serious cases. I could have put signs all over that reception room. We handle serious cases, and nobody paid attention because it didn't reach their innate. It reached their... Or I could have had it on a CD. Dr. Owen sees serious cases. They don't hear it. But if you can get to, for instance, when you get set in that room, it had a 12-foot ceiling, chandelier. Poverty was never thought of in there. And what was the most expensive item I had in my office and the most technically accepted? Was what would that be? X-ray, yeah. And I even had a black one. Well, Gostad had a black adjusting table made up. Mine would be black. Send mine black. I'm tired of being the same room. But it was in a white room, though. Yeah. But we put an open window there. So when wasn't anybody in there, we pushed that button. We put that sucker on display. Talking to the innate always. First class operation, thorough. You see it all the time. When you say, let's see if you really understand this. You just got through the politicians. What color suit they have on? What color shirt they have? Blue or white? What color tie they have? What was on each side of them, behind them, or somewhere? Wonder why. You reckon they know what they're doing? They spend these millions of dollars? So if you're not smart enough to remember that you got to talk to the inmate. Huh? What podium? Oh, yeah, yeah. See? Innately. Innate. That's unsaid, but people feel it. It's like in the signs. You know, you can tilt a sign and you watch people, they'll do this. Or you watch Ford or Fridays where they put the post off to one side. We teach this in our first class there. But you can almost see people trying to hold that thing up. Or one of my signs where the post leans out like this. You want to go over and hold it up for them. Innate. innate. Why do you think Howard Johnson's doesn't have one? I mean, not Howard Johnson. The number one sign in America, the world, is Holiday Inn. Won all the awards. Find me in that little box, two lines that line up. They all break the plane. Is that a law? You don't like the law? All right, butthead. And if I put 20 pictures up there and one of them's crooked, I don't care whether you like it or not. The one that's crooked is one of the people they're going to. What are you talking to when you put that sign leaning? What about Holiday Inn again? They not only break the plane, they put up an arrow out there and bit the sucker to tell you where to go. Innately, turn in here. They didn't say, welcome, come on in. Y'all come, you know, like we said. No, they put an arrow, told you where to go. Clinic parking. You can get away with that thing. And that'll get you more attention sometimes than your sign. But do you realize that signs people are talking? And they spend millions and millions of dollars on this. Why did Chevron put the bars on there? Just had the space, didn't need to have anything else to do. No, the bars break the plane. You got to break the plane. You might not like it, but that's the way it's played, folks. The people are listening with their innates. They're feeling a thing, you know. Just doesn't look right to me. And my wife, I don't know, she's something else with that. Most of your wives are. Let me start asking you a few things. Well, we're going to put yours up this afternoon class. What time are we supposed to break this thing? Somebody tell me. 1 o'clock? Yeah, well, that's all right. I got you twice this afternoon. I'm going to get this into your head once and for all, forevermore, and we're recording it because it's important. It's going into the second boot camp. I was in, I'm just using an example, and we'll walk in with it right now. See what you tell me. I'm in this guy is an instructor at a college. And I meet his wife out in the parking lot. We come to do a little evaluation of his office. And I could tell right quick, I said, I want you to know I understand. You got a brilliant husband here. He's smart. He's class act, but he's stupid. I didn't say stupid. I said, he don't know doodly squat about people. Because I'm standing in the parking lot. It's gravel. And there's grass growing in it. What is that? Innately, what does that say? Did that say something? Not much business here. Grass don't grow in parking lots with cars on it. We keep an extra four-wheeler on our property just to go in the woods and stuff like that. Now, I can park it out in the yard, and there'll be a dead spot there. So where do I park it? I park it over on the edge where you trim, where the grass tries to grow into the driveway. Park it right there. It kills the grass for me. I don't have to get a weed. What I'm telling you is grass don't grow. Now, the next thing I noticed in that walking that place, did that tell me something? If you got out and you're going into a new doctor for the first time, and you get out, and there's weeds. It wasn't grass, it was weeds growing in the parking lot. Then you look up on the building and you see all the weeds growing in the grass, all the other stuff. Well-kept people here, well-performed. Oh, this is good stuff. Then we walk around front, the sign's faded, and we had to redesign the sign anyhow. But between where the steps come, this guy has great location, great little building. But there's weeds growing out between the edge of the sidewalk and the steps. And that's just what you need. You're looking down the steps to make sure you step on the step, and what do you see? weeds. What does that tell you? Do you have an innate? What does weeds tell you? Your office is you. Your staff is you. Front door. First thing they're going to have every physical contact with you is a doorknob. And this guy was fascinated that I noticed that his doorknob was all. He said, "This guy even looks at the doorknob." I said, "What do you think the patient feels? You ever shake hands with somebody that's just like a prune or, I mean, a piece of sponge? You get a feeling from that, don't you? Well, you get a feeling from a doorknob that wobbles all over the place. Insecure feeling. In Hollywood, when they have all these different awards, you know, Emmys and Oscars and all that, what do they have out front for all those million-dollar outfits to come in? What? Yeah. Is there a feeling that goes with red carpet that people associate with? So what's wrong with using a little red carpet out front? This office valuation I did off a DVD just this week, day before yesterday. I mean, he's in a strip mall, and he just looks like one of the, what do you call it, sterile? I said, put a little carpet out there. That red carpet make a difference in your place? Yeah, it beats the fire out of that old mildewed concrete. Yeah, let's go to another office. This guy just bought this nice little office, he's all fine fixed. We'll come back to the professor. I spotted the sidewalk in Florida. It was black with mildew. What does mildew tell you? Does it talk to your innate or not? Mildew, you find it where when you leave your boat sitting too long and it gets mildew in it. It doesn't get mildew in it when you're in and out of it and things are going on, do you? Mildew means no activity. And I don't have to write that out. How many of you accept the fact that mildew happens where there's poor circulation and too much moisture? Yeah. Now, can mildew be dealt with? Very cheaply. It's called Clorox. And it comes in little sprayers, or you can buy your garden deal if you got a lot of problems. But you can get rid of mildew. But does mildew say something to the patient? I come to this guy's, I'm walking in. First of all, there's one little old kitty car out in the parking lot. That kind of tells you something. And there's another kitty car right around the corner. That means he and his receptionist are here, yes? Yes? If you don't think people see that, you're nuts. You don't. Come around the corner, and there's, he got a nice building. Mildew here. I start to step up on the step, and there's a great big ant bed between the... What is that? Do ants pick out spots where there's a lot of traffic? They usually pick out a spot where there's not a lot of traffic, don't they? They don't want to get run over, stepped on. Ants are smarter than he was. They knew a safe place. All right. This guy has a beautiful wooden door. Now, the wooden door is our first choice. It all depends on how much money you got. But he had a beautiful wooden door. What is these all glass aluminum like you got, Tom? What does an open glass door say? Nothing to hide, innately. And you ever notice these little churches that don't know what goes on there and you got no windows and you... And, yeah, don't you wonder what they're doing in there? How big of the snakes they got, you know, or what? Am I right or not? But glass means open. We have nothing to hide. Come on in. So if you get a choice, go for the glass. It costs more, but it has a different message, yes or no? Now, his door was beautiful wood, but the wood was all stained, cracked. And all that, what does that tell you? Does anybody want to open a door that's all paint's popping off of it and it's stained? And your office, see, I congratulations. But now he happens to be the, it's that metal very often there. I mean, that Ben Franklin thing, that's metal. That's called gold, man. But had a very open feeling. Now this other one that I was comparing to the professor, I step in, your place was organized and all fine. There was all kind of junk on it. He had a nice fireplace that went in, but he had all kind of junk on it. It didn't belong there. He had kid stuff in the corner. He had, how much of your practice is kids? Maybe 2%. All that blue and yellow and orange, that doesn't belong in your reception room. So we're just walking our way into the office. Have we got received messages already? Now there's a certain office up in Clinton, Iowa, that you go in and they've got about at least 10 signs up there. You know, it's kind of like a lottery. The other day I happened to just take a look at that somebody was buying some lottery. I don't buy those things. I don't care anything about them. For 2 or 10 matches. And it's amazing. They had 18 different ways you could gamble. You know, what'd you want? Well, put 2 on 4 and, you know, and they knew the name for them. And all that stuff. I'm trying to hear what he was saying. See if he repeated me properly. People, what I'm saying, they were selling lotto. They do not want to be sold in your reception room. Do they, Dr. Eichen? Is he back there? Dear God, let me tell on him. He's here. I open his front door. What's the rule? First impressions or what? What's the hardest impression to overcome? A bad first one, right? I open his door to his reception room. And what do I see? I see looking in through glass into a storage room where he's got old computers and stuff piled up in there. And that's really good. It gives me a good feeling. He got his junk on display. And this is, I know, but you had already been evaluated. You know, you was already a hot shot, and I'm saying, oh, I bet you've been a lot easier to stay a hot shot since we corrected some of that stuff, too. And then he all over the wall, he's got get the chiropractic habit, retracing, some brochures over there, and pillows for sale. Oh, yeah, you had to display your pillows. Because you're in the pillow business, you understand? You've got to put your goods on display. And right through the window, I didn't see charts and all that. I saw vitamins. Going to sell me some of those, too. Might as well get me some pillows while I'm here. Is this profits or is this a chiropractor? Which is it, you know, Kmart special. Yeah, that's the only thing he didn't have was blue light going. People came to buy, not to be sold. And you say, well, I go to that high class selling, you know, like today's chiropractors got all those beautiful pictures on the golf course and overlooking all this and chiropractic and health and all that jazz. Yeah. That's better than nothing. That's better than this sell, sell, sell. But look your reception room over. Just like these people in Clinton, they had 5 different ways, different prizes. That's where I was headed and I got in that lottery. They had 5 different ways I could win something by referring. I can send 3 and get the pot, or I can send 4 and get a trip, or I can have dinner here. Or I could. Oh, man. It was. The walls were covered with this stuff. And I can read. I know what it said. But what did it say to my innate? Come on, y'all. Judy, what would that say to you if you went in the office and they got all that stuff around? They sure need new patients here. They're willing to give you the store and everything else to get. They'll get you a new wife if you get 10. No, the innate says these people need referrals. They need. Do we pay you for referring? No. Because if you can't refer from your heart, then we don't want your stinking referral. Okay? Same thing here. And I don't need to be that way. However, a referral board, thank you for referring. Thank you is always a winner. Suggesting that people do refer here. But don't say send your friends in for their monthly checkup. Don't forget to remember your husband's at home. Good. You understand what I'm saying? Get that stuff off your wall. The pro, they come in the reception room to settle down for a few minutes. And what they see in there is going to tell you a lot. And if they see a CA over there, guess what? Those feet start working backwards. I'm just trying to start walking through an office park. And we're going to put something up here shortly.
When we walked into that office, immediately the NA told you this is not a $50 examination. We had furniture, very small window. Couldn't even hear the phone ring. Plastic magazines, you know, big books on the table and stuff. We finally got in to see him. He walked out, he was about your height, white hair. That jacket that he had on starched so hard it was bulletproof. He had a wife with not long pants. Never took it out of his pocket. Name embroidered in red on his jacket. He gave her one of the worst neurological exams I ever saw. Any freshman chiropractor student could have done it. He didn't even know what it was. A broken match. He scratched it. To the dermatome. He said the same thing he said to her the first time and the second time. He said, verbatim. If you knew when you went in that office that your innate was telling you this is no $50 business. $350 for that. Garbage. You know, I mean, that little couple muscle tests here. Breathe my fingers. Stretch. It's like, his outfit. I bet he changed that jacket between each patient. And he never took that mouth-long pen out of his pocket. He used the pen that was on the table. But his, that persona told you, this man knows what he's talking about. And this is
a without saying a word.
Not saying a word.
That's the point right there. It doesn't take long to figure that out. And if you don't think there's anything to it, let's see if you can. You know, they have a lot of actors playing doctors. How do you spot the doctor in a sitcom? You know, white jacket, yeah, stethoscope hung around his neck, right? So white jackets and stethoscope tell you the doctor. You know, the white, I can remember as a kid, I could tell who the good guy was. He had a white hat. Black guy, black hat, he bad. He hopped along cast his own one, wore a black hat and got away with it. But he rode a white horse. Big white horse, yeah. But all this stuff tells you things. This, anybody see any lawyers on TV? What do they have behind them? Why? Yeah, well, see, they're talking to the innate, and they do it. They know they don't look at those books because you get dust on them. But they all have those books because it talks to the people's innate, yes? The only other thing, a lawyer in an accident, bam, you know what kind of lawyer he is. He's hunting the PI. You know, one call does it all. And even old Ken's trying to appeal to the feeling level. He puts that smile, y'all. One call And he's got his testimonials and all that kind of stuff, eh? But if it's that big old smile, people buy what they see, not what they hear. Write that down. People buy what they see, not what they hear. You didn't argue with that sucker either. He was. Oh, by the way, some of these pros, these MD pros, let me tell you. You talking about that jacket? Memorial Hospital is number one hospital in Chattanooga. They, when they go on their rounds, they wear one outfit. When they come in for a consultation, they don't have on their scrubs, brother. And they don't have on their white jacket either. They have a white coat in the closet they put on for consultation. You think the show doesn't go on whether you're aware of it or not? You don't think they... Who makes more money, they do or we do? I'm after that. I'm going to. If they do it and they get away with it, I'm going to try it too. But it works. They go that much trouble. Memorial Hospital, you talking about that stiff jacket? They furnish every doctor in that place and next door and these other. They furnish them all a clean, starched clinic jacket. The guy I was going to is ophthalmologist. He doesn't need a jacket for all of it. You sure? And when I see him before surgery and he's going to do my eye, he didn't have on that starched jacket either. He had on what? Scrub. And yet some chiropractors have their staff wear scrubs, workhorses. Blood, guts, that's bad association. You don't want that. Come on, man. Just remember, people see better than they hear. Are we getting there? Are you beginning to grasp what I'm saying? Because if I can't get you to grasp what I'm saying, I'll never get you to fix the things that need fixing. I'm doing pretty good. I don't know. By the way, to settle it all, like went up there with those students when I was talking to them, or y'all too, do I need to be here? Not really. Am I here because I want to? Yeah. Am I successful? Yeah. And all I have to do is figure out some way to get that in front of them. Have any of you been with me on the persistence? No question about it, is there? Yeah. How many chiropractors do you know has got a 62-foot yacht that costs $1,400 to fill her up, $700 change on? You don't need to stay anymore. And $1,300 a month just park sucker. That doesn't include utilities. Every dog has his own pan he likes to eat out of. That's mine. You with me? But see, that says something. I passed that around at Palmer. What, because I was feeding my ego? No, I wanted to end the conversation because they've listened to other consultants and so forth. You know, like me, don't, you know, take it, you know, whatever. Come down the yacht. I'll be glad to have you. The conversation, taking care of itself. What they see, they associate with. Just like a navigator when you open that door next. Oh, yeah, that's neat, man. And you open the back, you push the button. And the gate comes open, the left gate. And to fold the seats down, the button right there. That's nice. Makes you feel good. The other one goes down. All that stuff will give you a good feeling, doesn't it? And that's what you're looking for, is a good feeling, always. The boat has no value except the feeling I get from it. All that beautiful wood. Waterfront property. you can get a water front view. We dying out. We dying out, baby. Out on the deck. You with me? What you can say with this item is better than saying it yourself. All right. Let's say I come into some Right Start boys. And I stand up. And remember, people are feeling and all the time, everything. And usually when a guy's starting out, he's got a little old Canon copier over there and a cheap computer over here. I didn't used to have that when I was there. And then they used to have a little typewriter, a small one. And nothing on the wall. What does that say to the innate of that patient? Boy, they're just getting started here, aren't they? They got it all in here. Why do the banks use marble a lot? Why do we recommend putting brick around your side? Why is brick better than vinyl siding? Permanent. Feeling again. See, after the banks failed in the Depression, everybody's afraid to put the money in the bank. Still should. Right? But now they put marble up there and you got so used to that solid feeling. See? Now that's why they didn't, you know, they could put concrete up there just because they could put marble. You can deposit your money just as well. But the marble had a feeling to it of solidity. Stone and brick have a solidity to them. It's a feeling factor. And I can spend a lot of time, I guess I might as well start, in looking at the CA's area. You know, you're standing at the, looking in. First of all, do you know people feel all over? They feel with their eyes. They feel with their hands. And they feel with their feet. So it's not hard to realize you can get 42,000 images a minute. Your brain's that fast. Haven't you ever been falling down? I remember when I got hit when I was on my motorcycle with that semi-truck head on. I had a lot of thoughts fly through. There wasn't that much time between the time I saw it and the time I hit. But let me tell you, I went to heaven back, decided I wasn't ready to go yet, but I'm going to get hurt, and I better protect my... I did all that just that quick. That's how fast your brain works. Your feeler. You can... So you're feeling all the time. I was in an old cheap steak place one time. They had the best steaks, cheapest price anywhere in Florida. 4D's. And I think still there. Ocala. And let me tell you, if you had a feeling, the walls, they didn't finish to cover up the block. It was a block building. They just finished off the block and painted it. That gives you a good feeling. Good, hard, cheap feeling. They didn't have central air. This is a new building. They had window units stuck around. So they could go around that little cell. Saw a guy here last night going around with a light on it. That gives you a good feeling. Floor was, Tom, we can relate with terrazzo. This was a few years ago. Terrazzo was the way to go if you wanted to low upkeep deal. You couldn't wear it out. You couldn't get it dirty. Remember? That whole place was terrazzo, right? So what have I got? A cheap feeling all the way in there, right? I told you I made a science out of it and listened to it for years. But when I walked up to pay, I had a whole different feeling. Now, what happened? Same wall, same. What's different here? There's something different here. I have a different feeling. Soft, tender, quality. And I looked down, it was my feet. They had a half moon piece of carpet down there with plenty of sponge under it. Man, when I stepped on that. All of a sudden, I didn't have a $2 feeling anymore. I had a $10 feeling. people feel that. It's just like on behind your CA, there's only really two things should be behind the CA. And that is, this one took me years to figure this one out. See it? Charts. Especially beginning people, put the charts back there, put the charts. I, for years, cheapskate, use those old file cabinets this way. No more, baby. These guys. If you ain't got the money for them, build you some. They're cheap. Display those files, even files you hadn't got. You say, well, I'm thinking positive. Right. Make up for the next year and put them up there. Because, again, people go where people go. Of course, I was the first one on earth to ever realize that. Don't you know? Jeff Safer. They went and put him out there in Jasper. He was in this building with a podiatrist, an MD, a pharmacy, and him. It was one of those walk-in type things. And he was the chiropractor in there. And right behind his CA desk was several shelves. And I had told Jeff, because see, you're going to have guinea pig concept to begin with, people. And that's why it's harder to keep those first patients as the later ones, because they feel like a guinea pig sitting at the bottom. So let them leave for whatever you get a shot at them. But if they see all those charts, they're comfortable. Why? Everybody wants to go where everybody goes. I'm not the guinea pig here. Look at all those others. It took me years. It wasn't about 5 years ago. That one hit me, and it hit me like, golly, Owen, where you been, baby? Dumb. And to prove my point, Jeff came in one morning. I had told him to get some charts for the mountain. He came in and those shelves were filled. Where'd all those things come from, Jeff? He said, the MD and the foot doctor here wanted me, you know, won't you make it, boy? We like you and all that. And they had come over and put their old files in there. He says, you got to look busy. And these are dead files. You use them. He put life back in them. They weren't dead anymore. Do you understand? Now, who was that did that? Again, don't want to look like an MD. Don't want to be smart. Don't want to have a second method. In other words, what I'm telling you folks is not no secret. You just haven't seen it. But isn't that what your innate would see? That, hey, I'm not the only one here. And they know that. And they're talking to the innate just like those TV ads. You don't think, tra-la-tra-la, with the grandkids and all that, you don't think they're selling a feeling? What the heck do you think they're selling on those? You like pills? You like what? You like the purple pill? It's not the purple pill. It's the feeling. The only one that words seem to remind and stick on you is that one that says if you have an erection over 4 hours, call your physician. Now, y'all know which one I'm talking about. Because that's the only one that I remember the words to. But the rest of them are all based on feeling, isn't it? Out there rowing and all that. They can't show you that one. They had to use words. Hey, it's 1:00. When we come back, you in the front row, you remind me, we're going to be looking in the CA's window. Because let me, again, give you the clue. Always pay attention to what's the first thing seen in that room. Because if you can tell the message in the first glance, then you get your message made.